No, I'm not lost. Well, I don't think so. I might be lost. I'm just listening to the bells. Well, I think there's a junk shop just down here, isn't there?
There's what?
A junk shop just down here.
Yeah, right
near,
here.
It's
actually right
near
on
Satsuma.
Corner.
Yeah, I don't know when it's going to be open, but yeah, that's what I'm aiming for.
Oh, okay.
But I was just listening to the church bells.
Oh, yeah, they're really cool.
Oop. Well, funnily enough, that was a fairly typical thing to happen in New Orleans, which is somebody thought I was lost, so they came to help me. A woman walking her dog, I'm on the corner of Dauphine and Piety. How about that for a street name? And it's the Bywater. I think it's Bywater area, I think it's called. And there's people out walking their dogs and having a chat in the evening. Quite a few people seem to have takeaway drinks of various kinds. You're allowed to take away alcoholic drinks. And in fact, Taylor Davidson told me that they have drive-through daiquiri stores. You're not allowed to pierce the lid of the daiquiri, but you are allowed to drive through, collect your daiquiri, and then drive off again, presumably to consume it somewhere else. I'm sure that no one ever pierces the lid before they get home. No, that wouldn't be on, would it? It's bizarre. And you do see people walking down the street drinking margaritas and things, which is, I don't know. I suppose we see people walking down the street drinking lager. Carlsberg special brew. Not quite the same thing. Another bizarre thing is I've just walked past the junk shop that I've been trying to find. I've now found it. And outside it is the guy who Heather and Michelle and Lloyd might have noticed. He was on the train, same train as us. And he was sitting with a very sharp pair of scissors cutting very intricate paper designs. And he happens to be standing right outside the junk shop. I'm not quite sure what that means. It's an amazing place. It's amazing. I'm standing across the road from the junk shop. You can hear the people talking. People approach you in the street and say, "Hi, and how are you doing?" Which for a British person, actually, it's not unlike being in Yorkshire, except the accent's different. It's a bit warmer as well. Unfortunately, as expected, the junk shop I was aiming at is shut. It's next door to a much bigger junk shop, which is called a bargain centre, which I'm going to go in and have a look around. But the one I was aiming at is kind of between that and Satsuma, and it looked really interesting, but obviously he doesn't open this late. And maybe I'll get a chance to come and see him tomorrow. He's the guy who, when he saw Lloyd and me walking out of Satsuma carrying Lloyd carrying his ukulele, me carrying my travel guitar, said, "Come back and play for us later," he said. Which of course is exactly the kind of thing that happens.